You're listening to a message from The Gathering. Check us out on Facebook or our website at peopleintheircity.com. Now, prepare your heart for God to speak something powerful into your life.
All right, church family, turn in your Bibles this morning to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, first book in your New Testament. We are continuing our series this morning called The Secret to Your Dream Life. And now, once again this week, I just want everybody to look right here. Look right here, okay? Some of you aren't looking. I'm going to make a statement, and then I'm going to say something similar to this statement throughout the rest of this message, okay? So I want you to catch this, all right? You've got to see what I'm going to show you in this message today, okay? You've got to see it. And I'm going to take it a step further this week, okay? If you don't see it, and if you won't take responsibility for yourself to do what Jesus tells us to do, what I'm going to show you in this message, if you don't take responsibility, not only will you miss out on what I believe is some amazing life change that Jesus wants to pour out in your life through the rest of this series, but you will miss out on the dream life, okay? And it's not that you might just miss out on the dream life. Maybe I would. No, I'm telling you, you will miss out on the dream life if you don't see this and if you won't accept personal responsibility for what Jesus tells us to do. You with me? You got that? All right, okay, so listen, Jesus tells us about a secret thing that we can all do, which once again, that means it's really not a secret at all, is it? It's right here for us, okay? However, most people, and I mean most people who say they love God, aren't doing this secret thing, and therefore they are not living in the dream. But you want to live the dream life, don't you? We all do, so this is real. I'm not messing around, and I'm telling you that you, okay, just the way you are right now, you can apply what we're going to talk about to your current life, and I guarantee if you do, you will begin to experience the fulfilling kind of life change that only God can bring to your life and the life change that you are craving. You will also begin to get a glimpse of the dream and walk more and more in the dream that God has for your life. Here's what we saw last week. Remember, we looked at Ephesians 2:10. I'm just going to paraphrase it. Okay, you were created in Christ Jesus to do good works, to have a purpose, to have a meaning, to do good works, which God prepared in advance for you to do, that he dreamed you up, that he dreamed of what your life would be about, what you would accomplish, how you would actually live. He dreamed of all that in advance. Okay, he has that life for you. If you missed last week's message, I would encourage you, you got to get online. You got to listen to that thing. Do yourself a favor. You owe it to yourself, okay? We talked all about what the real dream life is really all about, that your very existence is part of God's dream come true. But that God's dream is then fully realized when you don't just exist, but you give your life to Jesus. You get born again through Jesus Christ and you live the life and accomplish the fulfilling work that God prepared for you to do in advance. But church, listen, most of us have misidentified the dream life for most of our lives. Okay, listen, the dream is not what culture tells us it is. It's not the American dream. This is the dream life right here. It's your life filled with fulfillment. One more time. Your life filled with fulfillment. The real dream life is when you live the life of impact and significance that God designed for you specifically to live out. The dream life is not just forever retirement. It's not just a sandy beach every day, all day with those little drinks with the umbrellas in them. That's called a good vacation. Come on, it's not just a giant house. It's not even just you being comfortable. It's not you just somehow getting rich. I want you to listen to me. Wealth can be a wonderful thing in the hands of a person who understands what the real life of impact and significance that Jesus has for them is. If you don't understand that, man, money's not gonna bring you the fulfillment you think it will. In fact, it might actually destroy you. Back in the 90s through the early 2000s, our other pastor, Pastor Greg right here, he was a financial planning lawyer. This was after he got back from being a missionary and before he went back into full-time ministry as a pastor. So he practiced financial planning law. Let me just explain what that means, okay? In essence, he was a grief counselor for wealthy people whose lives had been destroyed by the wealth they accumulated. Okay, he worked with people who had pursued wealth as the source of their fulfillment in life, but in the process, they left a trail of broken relationships in their wake. And so he would help them come up with a financial plan so that the wealth they had accumulated might not be able to destroy their lives and their families any further. He says it this way. He worked with people who had affluenza. You've heard of influenza, the flu. We've all had that, right? Yeah, he worked with people who had affluenza, which means your affluent lifestyle destroys your life. Okay, that's what it is. And in fact, it's like this. Have you ever seen those shows like on TLC or something like that? The Lottery Ruined My Life. Have you seen those? It's a train wreck, I tell you what. You find these people that they finally get, people that had nothing, and they finally get everything they think they've always wanted. They get all the money in the world, but then they destroy their lives with it. I'm not kidding. I saw this one episode one time, and this dude, he had nothing, but then he won the lottery. And among many other things, he did two very big things. The first thing he did was he grew a ponytail. Which, that's not even a bad move sometimes. Sometimes it's a very fashionable choice. So I'm not going to knock him for that. Here's the other here's the other thing he did, though. I'm not kidding. He bought himself a gold throne to sit on. Pride comes before the fall. Is that right? So guess what happened within about 18 months to his wife and his kids and all of his money? They gone, right? And he ended up with nothing, and his life was now worse because of it all. Here's why this happens. All because people mistake the dream life. They think money, they think fame or a giant house or retirement, you name it. They think that stuff will lead them to a life of fulfillment. But I'm telling you, the only thing that will satisfy your soul is when you live in the dream, the life of impact and significance that God has prepared in advance for you to live in. Where because of Jesus, you make and keep making an impact on the world around you. And when you do that, you then get to experience and live with the godly fulfillment and the genuine sense of significance that comes with it. That's the dream. And so today, let's talk about the secret to getting there, okay? That's actually the title of our message. It's the title of this series, The Secret to Your Dream Life, okay? So I teased the secret just a little bit last week. Some of you guys will remember, this is what I said. If God knows what your real dream life is, if he knows the real dream that's going to fulfill you, then what do you think the secret is to discovering it and living it out? I'm hoping you're getting there ahead of me. I'm hoping we're beginning to figure this out, right? All right, you guys want to hear it though? You guys ready for this? All right, real quick then before I share it. I know some of you are like, give it to me. Come on. All right, listen to me. Listen to me. I wish so bad that what I'm about to show you would just blow your mind. I wish this would be such a brand new concept to you that once you see it, once you hear it, you would get so fired up that there would be nothing on the inside of you and nothing in your world around you that could keep you from doing this thing that Jesus tells us all to do. But the truth is, most of us, not all of us, but most of us already have at least some idea that we should be doing this secret thing that Jesus tells us to do, but we're already making the decision not to do it. Okay, and most of us, okay, are making the decision every day to not do this thing that Jesus tells us to do. Okay, here's my encouragement though. Just because you've made that decision in the past doesn't mean you have to stick with it any longer. You can change your mind today. You can begin to live life Jesus' way today. Church family, I guarantee if you do, you will begin to discover God's dream for your life, and you will even start to live it out. But you've got to see it, you've got to accept it, and you've got to take personal responsibility to do your part. Otherwise, you will not live in the dream. All right? You guys ready for real? Okay, here it is, all right? Matthew chapter 6, with your Bibles there, we're gonna look at verse 6, okay? And I'm gonna start by reading out of the NIV again today, the NIV, all right? But in a minute, I'm gonna show this to you in another translation, okay? Matthew 6, verse 6, here we go. Jesus says this, he says, but when you pray, gotta notice that, but when you pray, watch, go into your room, and close the door. We will talk all about that, okay? Got to see that. And pray to your Father who is unseen. And watch this, get ready for it. Here we go. Then your Father who sees what is done in, everybody say secret. Secret. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Everybody say will reward you. It's not that he just might reward you. Jesus doesn't say he'll think about rewarding you. He doesn't say if you're a certain type of person, he will reward you. He doesn't say if you're lucky, he will reward you. He says when you take personal responsibility for your daily life and you prioritize your relationship with God and get alone with God in a secret place and pray to God, then God will reward you. By a show of hands, who wants to be rewarded by God? Me. Yeah, and do you think he gives insignificant or significant rewards? Come on, listen to me. If God knows what your real dream life is, the real dream that's going to fulfill you, then what do you think the secret is to discovering it and living it out? Church family, let me just spell it out. In the words of Jesus, the secret to your dream life is you having a consistent secret time and place where you are alone and relational with God. Jesus says God rewards you when you spend that kind of secret time with him. Okay, I need to know, are you seeing this? Can you see this? Is that what it says in your Bible? Come on, okay, listen, I want us to see this so clearly, okay? So I've got 2 points for us today, but they're really in the form of questions, and I want to make this as practical as I can for us to understand. That's my heart. I want everybody to get a hold of this, okay? So here's the first question. What is a secret place? What is a secret place? Listen to me. If according to Jesus, having a secret time and place with God has something to do with you getting rewarded, or as I'm saying, living the dream life, come on, then what is a secret place and what happens there? Are you following me? Okay, so stick with me. Let me just explain this. So again, Jesus says in Matthew 6:6, when you pray, you're to go into your room. And some of your translations will actually say you're to go into your inner room. Okay, well, what does that mean? Okay, I want to explain that. Let's explore that together. And so I'm going to answer that question, but I've got a question for you before I do, okay? Here's my question. How many of you guys want to get some extra spiritual points in church this morning? How many of you guys want to take your church experience to another level today? Here's what I'm really asking. How many of you guys want to see how this verse is translated in the old King James version of the Bible? I'm not even talking about the New King James. I'm talking about the original, the KJV. You guys want to see this? Did I build it up way too much? If there's any Pentecostals in the room, though, they are pumped up right now. I'll tell you what. I want to show you this in the King James Version because, look, even though we don't speak in Old English anymore, it gives us a good picture of what the secret place really is, okay? And it even gives us a good picture of how God rewards us, all right? So you guys ready for this? Matthew 6:6 in the KJV. This is a gathering first right here. Just so you know, I mean, I love it, all right? So here we go. Watch this. I love it. But thou, that's us. We are thou. Don't you feel more holy when you talk like this already? But thou, when thou prayest, oh, I love that. All right, watch this. Enter into thy closet. Okay, that's that inner room. It's the room within a room. You see that? Enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, meaning when thou, again, that's you and me, when we're alone with God, when you are alone with God, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, watch this, shall reward thee, that's you and me again, watch how he rewards us though, shall reward thee openly. All right, listen up. Here it is. The secret place is your very own private place and alone time with your dad. That's what it is, okay? It's your very own personal hiding spot with your creator, with the one who dreamed you up and gave you life and has a specific dream for your life. It's when and where you consistently lean into and spend quality time talking with God, okay? How many of you built forts when you were a kid? We got any fort builders in here? Come on, we all did it at some point, right? Whether it was just like a blanket over a card table or maybe a tree house or a tent. How many of you guys had that closet that went under the stairs? You know what I'm talking about? Okay, so what made those forts so special when you were a kid? Come on, there was just something about it, right? Think about it. It was your space. It was just for you. You could be yourself in there. You could even keep secret things in your fort. Church, I want you to hear that. You could be yourself. It's your space, yours alone. You didn't have to impress anyone. You could just be. I had a best friend in elementary school growing up, and he had that closet under his stairs that you know, the further back you would go, the smaller it would get because the stairs were coming down. Remember that? And you had to be small to get back there. And so that was our fort. Me and my best friend, all through elementary school, that was where we hung out. It was our place where we could get away from our older brothers and everyone else. It was our hiding spot together, okay? And get this, how many of you guys remember this? He had the G.I. Joe aircraft carrier. Some of the dudes remember that, don't you? Thing was like 6 feet long. Unbelievable, okay? It barely fit in that closet. So we would play G.I. Joes in there together. But here's what I want you to catch. Listen to me. Me and my best friend, we would imagine together. We would dream together. We would talk about anything and everything in our fort. Okay, I want you to hear this. We were friends before we started hanging out in the fort. We became best friends because we hung out in that fort. Do you hear me? Did you have a fort growing up? Did you have a hiding spot, a favorite place where you would go? Did you have a secret place? Okay, I want you to catch this. God desires all of us to grow up and mature, but according to what we just read, he never intended for you and me to give up our hiding spot. Okay, listen, in fact, according to Jesus, God really, really wants you to have your very own secret place where it's just you and him. Where you can pray to him. Again, very practically, here's what that means. Where you can talk to him. Where he can talk with you. Where you can be safe with him. Where you don't have to impress anyone. He's already impressed with you. You are his dream come true. He wants to spend time with you. It's where you can be yourself with God. And come on, he can be himself with and to you over your life. Where you can talk to him about what's really going on in your heart and not be afraid. Where he can speak truth to you and remind you of how much he loves you and how he's got you. Where he can wrap you in his arms and encourage you and heal you and pour out the life that he has for you. Listen to me, where you can dream with God and God can begin to plant the dream that he has for your life in your heart. Come on, if God knows what your real dream life is, that thing that's going to fulfill you, then what do you think the secret is to discovering it and living it out? It can only be spending quality time, alone time with God, so that he can show it to you and give you the wisdom, strength, and strategy and next steps for how you can begin to live it out. I like cookies. Anybody else like cookies? My favorite cookies are monster cookies, followed by oatmeal chocolate chip, followed by chocolate chip cookies. I don't see anybody taking notes. And by the way, the Hirsch family makes the best monster cookies out of anybody in the entire Gathering family, at least that I've tried so far. I dare you to make better monster cookies than the Hirsch family. You let me try them, I'll be the judge. This is really an abuse of my pastoral position right now, isn't it? I got the mic, though, so you got to deal with it. All right, here's where I'm going with this. I have discovered in life that there are no magical cookies. That when I want delicious cookies, they don't just pop out of thin air, right? I've discovered that if you want cookies, it takes time, right? If you want delicious cookies, you're either going to have to bake them yourself, you're going to have to drive to the store, or you're going to have to spend time becoming friends with people who know how to bake good cookies. Is that right? Let me just say it very simply. If you don't bake delicious cookies, you don't get to eat any delicious cookies. Church family, if you don't spend quality time with God, letting him give you the dream, then there's no dream life for you to live. Come on, your dream life is born out of and comes from you having a very personal, vibrant, growing, and consistent relationship with God. Husbands and wives, do you think it's going to be possible for you to have an ideal or the ideal marriage or the dream marriage if you never spend quality one-on-one time alone together? It's not going to happen, is it? Dads and moms, think about this. You want to see your kids succeed in life, right? You want to see your kids thrive in life. In fact, you as dad and mom, you even have dreams for your kids. Is that right? Just like God the Father does for you. But I want you to think about this. What do you think? If you don't ever spend personal, quality, one-on-one time with your kids, pouring into them, encouraging them, giving them grace for the mistakes they make, and equipping them, do you think they're going to make it, or do you think there's a chance their lives might be stifled? God, your Father, wants to spend that time with you. Okay. Mom and Dad, your kids would love to spend that time with you, wouldn't they? Are we the children of God that say, man, I want to spend that time with my dad? He wants to spend it with me. Most people today, and I mean most people who say they love Jesus, are not spending quality alone time with God. They spend no real quality alone time with God, and therefore they're missing out on deep relationship with God and the dream life or the reward that comes with that relationship. So be honest, okay? Just with so much grace this morning. Just be honest about where you're at right now. Most of us aren't even reading our Bibles consistently right now, right? Grace, okay? Most of us aren't even reading our Bibles, let alone spending quality, consistent, alone time talking to and listening to God. I do understand, man. There are some of us that have started reading our Bibles. I love it. I do understand there are some of us that have started doing daily devotionals. I love it. I understand that there are some of us that are watching sermons throughout the week. I love it. Don't stop. Keep going. But let's do this. Can we just be very honest about what that time actually looks like? First off, how much time are you really giving God? And second, how alone with God are you really during those times? Because think about this picture that Jesus gave us, okay? He said, go into the closet. And so think about what life was like back then. If they went into the closet to pray, like there was no electricity back then, right? If they wanted light in the closet, they were going to have to bring a candle. Okay, here's what I'm saying about this alone time thing. Like most of us aren't shutting everything else out so that we can actually hear from God. We have a gazillion distractions around us all day long. Some that just interfere, but a lot that we just give ourselves to. So listen, you might be reading your Bible on your phone every day right now. That might be your current plan, but you keep getting text messages and notifications, or you're too drawn to check out Facebook while you're trying to do that, and you're missing out on the secret place, the deeper connection that you can have with God, where you can zero in on His voice and what it is He is saying to you. Some of you might be doing devotions. It's awesome, but maybe you're doing it in the living room with the TV on. You're missing out on the secret place and deeper relationship with God where you can zero in on His voice and what it is He's saying to you. Some of you might be listening to an audio Bible on your way to work in the morning as you're driving. I love it. Don't stop. But there's a million other distractions in that time. And so you're missing out on the secret place and a deeper relationship with God where you can zero in on His voice and what it is that He's saying to you. Most of us are just not being intentional. And a lot of us just aren't accepting personal responsibility yet. First off, just to simply spend the time. Spend the time. But second, to shut out the noise and the other distractions so that we can actually hear from God, yet perhaps even just more important than really that, so that we can give God, our Father, the quality time with us He deserves and that we all desperately need. Husbands and wives, you need to be praying together. Okay, I know some of us are watching sermons together. Don't stop. It's the best. Or we're reading our Bibles next to each other, okay? But I would encourage you, you still need some quality alone time with the Creator of your soul. You need that. Look, am I saying that it has to be so secretive that nobody even knows where you're at or nobody even knows what you do? No, that's not what I'm saying, okay? Rachel knows that I spend secret time every morning while it's dark out still, sitting on my couch with my coffee, talking to Jesus. Okay? She knows that I go, and I've shared this before, she knows I go hang out in the Alco parking lot. In my car, there's not very many people around in that parking lot, are there? In my car, I shut everything down, and I just spend time talking with God. I do that in the back parking lot here at the Fox on a regular basis, just alone time where it's just me and Him. Okay? And in fact, I tell Rachel oftentimes what it is that God and I have talked about. So listen, when Jesus is secret, here's what He means. Just you and Him. Just you and Him. No one else in the fort. Hanging out. Talking about anything and everything. You just being you. And He gets to be Himself with and to you. How many of you want God to be Himself over your life? So you share your dreams with Him. You share what's going on in your heart. When He says, when you go into the secret place to pray, what do people go in to pray about? God, this is what I need. This is what I want. This is what's going on in my life. Help. Right? You share with God your dreams, your desires, your wants. You share what hurts. You share what makes you happy. Right? And listen to this. He shares the same things with you that are on His heart. He shares those things with you, and your relationship with Him grows deeper. Your commitment to Him grows stronger. You start living in more and more freedom and with more and more peace and joy, and it just keeps building from there. And Jesus keeps entrusting you with more and more of the dream life that He designed you for. Come on, can you see it? I gotta know, come on. Can you see it? Do you see this, all right? And did you see it? Listen, when he said, when you do this secret thing with Jesus, He will reward you openly. So here's my second and last question. What's the reward? What is the reward? Church family, the reward is the life of impact and significance. What else could it possibly be? What else could it possibly be? Okay, first off, the reward is that you and me, little old you and me, we get to hang out with the God of the universe alone. And as if that were not enough, you and I, we get to spend quality time with him, and he pours out his heart and his God-sized dreams into our lives, into your life, and you then start wanting in the process. You want what he wants, and you start dreaming about what he dreams about. And then he answers the prayers that you pray in the secret place with him. Let me show you one more verse. Check this out. It's going to say the same thing. Psalm 37, verse 4, it says, take delight in the Lord. And this is amazing. Come on, somebody. And he will give you your heart's desires. Somebody shout. Come on. Do you believe this? I feel like we don't make the choice to do this because we really don't believe it. You can make a new choice today. Listen, delight in the Lord and he will give you your heart's desires, but you have to delight in him first. And I don't know how anyone can delight in him if they won't take the time to be with him so they can discover just how delightful he really is. Can we be real this morning? Most Christians today are not delighting in the Lord. They're just living with the knowledge that he exists. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. And you have to understand, it's not just that God will reward you. It's that God is a rewarder. That's who he is. He's not the kind of parent that when you put the G.I. Joe 6-foot aircraft carrier on your birthday list, he's not the kind of parent that gives you underwear instead. Underwear is a given in the kingdom of God when you're following Jesus. He says he will clothe you more than the lilies of the field. I feel like preaching, somebody. Come on. He's a good dad. He loves you. He is a rewarder. My son, Denver, he's been dreaming. He dreams right now. He wants to be a pro motocross rider one day because he's a little boy, right? We all wanted that kind of thing when we were kids, right? He dreams about it. And so last year, all year, leading up to his 5th birthday, he kept asking me and Rachel, can I please have a motocross helmet for my birthday? Can I have a dirt bike helmet for my birthday, okay? And every time we'd get home from work, the kid had some new cardboard contraption that he had cut out and added to his bike to make it look like a motorcycle, right? See, every time he rides his bike, you can see it. He just dreams about being a pro dirt bike rider. And so there were times leading up to his birthday where I'd be putting him to bed, and it would be just me and him just laying on his bed. And I'd have him wrapped up in a hug. And he just hugged me back so hard and pressed his face against my face. And we'd laugh together. We'd pray together. We'd dream together. Look, we had a delightful time together, church. And I would tell him, man, I love you, son. And then I'd tell him goodnight. But there were times, okay, with his face pressed up against mine, in his little 4-year-old voice, he would say, Dad, yeah, son. Can I have a dirt bike helmet for my birthday? What do you think that dude got for his birthday? Come on. And listen to me. In his 5-year-old little world, when he wears that dirt bike helmet, he's living in more and more of his dream life. Are you catching this? Come on. This is what your dad's like. Okay, one more verse. One more verse, all right? And you guys are lucky because you're going to get some more spiritual points this morning because I got one more from the KJV. I know, double dose this morning. Here we go. I'm going to read from Psalm 91, verse 1. Here we go. Watch this. It says, he that dwelleth in the what? In the secret place. In the secret place of the Most High. That's God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's also God. Other translations say, he that dwells in the shelter of God. It's that inner room concept. Okay, listen, I'm going to explain it in plain English. The person who takes responsibility for his or her own daily life and prioritizes quality time alone with God gets to live under the favor of God. And every time you live in the favor of God, it results in an impact made through your life. Not only are you impacted, but you are impacting the world. You make an impact through your life on the world around you, both on the people and in the conditions in which they live. And when that happens, When that happens, you get to live with and enjoy and experience a genuine sense of significance and the godly fulfillment that comes with it. That's the favor of God on your life. Gathering family, I'm telling you that God has a dream for your life. He has a dream for your life. He prepared that life for you in advance. He prepared a life of impact and significance for you. He dreamed you up, and he dreamed you up specifically to live this specific life he has for you out. You may feel like you're far from it now. You may feel like you've wasted a bunch of time. You may feel conviction today for how you've made your choices about this in the past, but just because you've decided not to in the past doesn't mean you have to stick with it. Today, you can change your mind. Today is the day. I got good news. Your past is in the past. Pastor Greg says this to me all the time. Yesterday ended at midnight. Today is a new day. Come on, we can live Jesus' way, can't we? You can too. I'm telling you, God has a dream for your life and you can live in it. And I'm telling you that the secret to finding it out is for you to have your very own personal, consistent, intentional, alone and relational time with God where you get to be yourself with him and where he is himself to and over your life. Listen to me. God wants to reward you. Something you need to accept that today. Man, just not. The voice of Satan would want to tell you all day long, you're not worth it. God wants to reward you. Forget your past. It ended yesterday at midnight. He wants to reward you. He wants you to live under his favor. Forget the outside voices. Here's the question. How bad do you really want it? How bad do you really want the favor of God on your life? How bad do you really want the reward that Jesus says he will give you? If you really want it, if you really believe that he will, if you really value it, then you'll start doing this thing that Jesus tells us to do right here. You'll start giving your time to it. Come on, can you see it? Can you see this today? Can you see that God has a dream for your life? Can you see that just as Jesus told us, if we will spend time with our God, come on, then we can get there. We can get there together. And listen, next week, we're going to talk all about how you spend alone time with God, okay? And the week after that, we're going to talk about how to hear the voice of God. Don't miss the next couple of weeks. But listen, in the midst of that, we're also going to talk about the things that pose a threat to derailing you from living the dream life, okay? But today, I'm not even asking if you know how you're going to begin to spend alone time with God. I'm not asking that today. I'm not asking if you can feel like you can hear the voice of God. We will get there, but today I'm asking, what choice are you going to make? Come on, are you going to live like so many other people that say they love Jesus but ultimately live unfulfilled lives? Or are you going to take responsibility and do your part to be relational with God and therefore get to enjoy deep relationship with him and actually live the dream life that he created you for? What choice are you going to make? I want you to bow your heads and close your eyes. Let's pray together. Come on, what's the Holy Spirit saying to you right now? What's he saying to you today? Jesus is here. I don't know about you, but man, this began from when we started worshiping earlier. I began to experience the presence of Jesus. He doesn't push people away. Come on, did you don't have to raise your hand or anything, but just in your heart, are you experiencing the presence of Jesus in this place? Do you want more? You don't have to wait until Sunday morning to show up and be in the presence of God. God's inviting you. He's saying, come on, let's be together. You and me, let's hang out in the fort. Let's go to a secret place. Let's have our own hiding spot. I want to wrap you in my arms. I want to heal you. I want to encourage you. I want to drive out that voice of the enemy that's been plaguing you or been telling you you're worthless. No more. God's saying, I want so much to reward you. I want so much to pour out my favor on your life. I want to be myself to you, with you, and all, and just over your life. What do you want, church family? I'm not asking if you know how you're going to do it. We'll get there, okay? But do you want to make a new choice today and begin to commit time moving forward? You may not know, how am I going to figure out how to have time for this? I can't think of how that could work. I'm not asking you to figure that out right now. I'm just asking, do you want it? Do you want quality alone time with your God? If the answer is yes, tell him. Tell him today, God, I want this. I want this with you. And let's make a choice. God, I'm choosing right now. I'm determined. This is going to be a priority. You, my relationship with you, is going to be a bigger priority than I've ever made it before. Lord, I pray for this church family. People are making that decision right now, making that choice. I pray, meet every one of us right where we're at. I pray, Lord, it could be easy for us to stay where we're at or think, oh, maybe I've tried that before or that hasn't worked. But Lord, I pray, let our past decisions and our past thinking not cloud us from making the decision we need to make today, that we're going to pursue you, that you are worthy. I pray, Lord, as people are making that decision today, would you meet them? Would you bless them? Would you take us by the hand? And I pray in the weeks to come, God, would you show us how? Would you show us where? Would you show us when? And we commit together to do what you want us to do. I pray that dreams would begin to come true. I pray that the lives that you have for us would begin to unfold. Some of us are going to get, listen, some of you are going to get drawn out of lifestyles and habits or brokenness and things that you feel like you were going to have to live with forever. God's saying, no, you don't. Some of you have been hurt. Some of you have been abused. Some of you have sickness. Some of you have family members and other people who are not for you. Your God is for you. He's going to draw you out. Some of us, maybe we've been stuck in a poverty cycle or our finances. We don't even know how we're going to get things to work there. God is saying, I'm going to draw you out. Come spend time with me. Come rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Come spend time in the secret place. We make that choice. Well, we want what you want for our lives. We're coming after you. And we pray, let that impact be made not only on us, God, but through us. We want this city to be reborn. We love you, Jesus. We pray all this in your name. And my whole church family said, amen. Come on, can we thank Jesus for what he is doing here today? Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today. Please know you're always welcome to worship with us on Sunday mornings. Also, if you would like to give to our ministry, you can go to our website at apeopleinthercity.com. We hope to see you soon, and God bless.